I don't know which Godzilla is which.
Which Godzilla was which?
I mean, the one. I was gonna say the one, the Ricky Bobby. I meant Millie Bobby Brown. The one with Ricky Bobby. I think that was the first one, right? And then the second one.
No,
No, it
so
wasn't. That's what's
wait,
confusing.
let's.
Well, let Neil do the
Oh, wait, no, it's
intro.
Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston, I forgot.
Bryan Cranston was in the first one.
And Aaron Taylor-Joy, right?
Johnson.
Oh, there's
You're
a
thinking of Anya Taylor-Joy.
I was gonna say.
Dang. All right, welcome back to a serious series of utmost importance, the series, the podcast. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Neil.
I'm another host, Chris.
And I'm a special guest host, Franklin. What's going on?
All right. What are we talking
Franklin.
about today, guys?
Are we calling it the GCU? Is that what it is? Or is it just like the Monster Universe?
Oh, that's good. I think it's technically called the MonsterVerse, but I like the GCU.
Like that too. I don't More creative than anything Marvel has ever done, ever.
Well, I wonder if they want to like keep Kong and Godzilla at the same level. Maybe that's why they don't want to call it one thing, but like, who knows?
Well, I think it's because they it's a, this whole universe is like a lease from the Japanese company Toho that owns Godzilla.
Oh, I don't think I realized
So
that.
that's why there's limitations on what they let Godzilla do in these movies, which is why Kong is like the focus, because there's no limitations on Kong. Well, the only limitation is they can't call him King Kong,
I was
because
just
that's
wondering that.
copyright.
Yeah, like so. So this isn't King
So
Kong
they can
per
only
se.
ever say Kong.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but this is King Kong. They just legally can't say King Kong.
Now, who in the world
Interesting.
owns King Kong? I guess the guy who wrote
I don't know. But
the
there's various times where they're like, Kong is king, and then like wink at the camera, but they just can't say it in the exact other way.
You know, if they care, they would say it once at the climax and just pay the $100,000 or whatever it is.
I think they would have to pay a lot more than that.
So really, the word king, how much did that cost them? Didn't call him King Kong.
Don't know. Do you think it's like the Elvis estate that has it copyright?
Ooh,
oh, that's a good point.
maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking, can they? Do they then have grounds to steal all their profits because they like stole their
King
property?
Kong got locked into a hotel in Vegas and had to basically do a shows to make up the money. Dude, that's like Bruno Mars. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
No.
well, it's
He
weird.
apparently,
Oh, go
yep.
ahead.
He has like a residency in Vegas, but apparently he's like, is it 50 or $500 million in debt?
I thought
Gotta
it
be
was
fifty. No.
100. Yeah. Which is wild to me because it's like, how are we not hearing
How
about
many
this
people like
until
Bruno
now?
Mars?
Well, that
Jesus, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So, yeah, not looking
Anyways,
good.
so the MonsterVerse is composed of Godzilla from 2014, Godzilla King of the Monsters from, I want to say 2019. That
Yeah,
doesn't sound right,
it was
actually.
pre-COVID. I know that.
It was 2019, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
They waited 5 years between the first Godzilla and the sequel?
Well,
Because
so
I
I think
think
the
they made
Kong came out in
Kong Skull
between. Oh, Kong,
Island.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Godzilla 2014, Kong Skull Island 2017, Godzilla King of the Monsters 2019, Godzilla versus Kong 2020, Godzilla X Kong The New Empire 2024, Monarch Legacy of Monsters 2023 or 2024, and Skull Island The Netflix anime show
Oh.
in 2023.
Which I honestly keep forgetting about.
It's okay, they also forgot about it,
It's
and I don't think it's
yeah,
going to get
like I
renewed
don't
for
think I
season
ever
two.
bring it back.
It wasn't great. I actually can't remember. We watched it and I still don't remember much of it outside of
Yeah.
the big tentacle monster who destroyed all his people.
So in preparation for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, I made Chris watch all of the old Godzilla movies and also the Kong anime.
But like
But
in
you
the
also did
weekend.
that, Franklin, right?
But Franklin willingly did it.
Well, if anything, for me, it was like, oh, it'd be interesting to like see what they're trying to build here. Like, I feel like the only universe we've really seen is or like the superhero one. So I was like, oh, like maybe they're actually going to, maybe there's a way to do this that doesn't involve like millions of dollars and overpaying these actors to like not really do much, but
So this, you're right, this was born out of that same like time period when everyone was trying to do a cinematic universe, but they the DCEU is dead and now it's going to be the DCU. MCU is still kicking but not as good as it was.
Bopping.
MonsterVerse is actually doing really well. There was another one around this time they tried to launch called the Dark Universe
Oh,
with
yeah.
the Universal Monsters, and that the Mummy with Tom Cruise bombed in 2017 and
Wait,
then they just
that was
died. They
supposed
killed
to
it.
be like its own
Yeah.
universe. Wait, is that what
Yeah. That
else
was actually
has
the
the
second
mummy?
attempt. That was the second attempt to
Yeah.
launch a monster universe. That was Dracula Untold in like 2014 or something like that.
Oh, you mean Morbius?
No, God.
Basically.
But I do remember, there was like a photo that released, and it was like Johnny Depp. Like they had already
Yeah.
hired everybody as each monster. It was like
Yeah.
Frankenstein. There was a werewolf. Somebody was being a werewolf, and then they just like. And I don't understand where that money
I want to say
goes.
Benicio del Toro.
Yes. Pinocchio,
Where does
man.
that money go? I don't know. Laundering?
Oh, yeah, offshore accounts. That's right.
But so this is the Legendary MonsterVerse. It's by Legendary Pictures, and it's basically recreating what the original Godzilla movies did, but with a modern budget. Because the OG Godzilla had all these monsters in, like in the original series, had all these monsters. They had Ghidorah, Rodan, Mothra, and they had a couple of Godzilla and Kong crossovers. So they're just doing all that again with a modern budget. So it's technically like a reboot of a cinematic universe.
Do you know if it had the same like themes of each one? Like, because obviously, I don't know if we knew as much about global warming and all that stuff back in the day. So, if there was still that theme of like, we were destroying the environment and Godzilla. I forget which one that was. I don't know if that was the original. Just that first moment they talked about like us screwing up the environment leading to him being angry or like leading to some of them coming back alive or something like that. But.
I'm not sure. I know like the Godzilla is an allegory for the dropping of the atomic bombs in Japan.
It's really just anti-Asian sentiment is really what we're going for here. I
Yeah.
mean, it's really in line with modern day times, right?
They knew that was the time to do it.
Let's strike while the
This isn't part of the MonsterVerse, but there's so just briefly about the old Godzilla movies. There's the one from 1954, and then they had like 20 years of the Showa era Godzilla movies. Then it was like a while of the next era, which is the Heisei era, and then there was a Millennium trilogy around the time that the 1999 Godzilla with
Yeah, I
Matthew
never quite
Broderick
understood.
came out.
I remember that Matthew Broderick one. Like, there's that
Yeah.
scene where they go on the eggs in the subway in New York. That was actually really cool.
Isn't the Madison Square
And then there's the
Garden?
current era.
Oh, you're right. It
Yeah, I
might
think they
be.
did, yeah. The current era of Japanese Godzilla movies is the Reiwa era. So they're all kind of standalones in this era. There was Shin Godzilla in 2016, then a Netflix trilogy of anime Godzilla movies, and then Godzilla Minus One from late last year.
I actually
But
heard
the
very good
reason that
things.
you can't watch Godzilla Minus One
Yeah.
now is because Toho owns that character. And they, as part of their agreement with Legendary, they had to have no Godzilla movie in theaters for like I don't know, a set period of time before this Godzilla movie came out. So there had to be a Godzilla-free period in movie theaters before Godzilla X Kong the New Empire.
Is Godzilla Minus One not streaming anywhere?
No.
No, it was on Apple Plus before this one came out, but that means, yeah, they must have ripped it down.
I don't think it was on Apple TV Plus yet.
Oh, really? I thought they advertised it. I mean, it's tough because I also feel like American media...
There's a licensing issue, isn't there? Like a huge...
I don't think it's a licensing issue. I think it's... they just haven't... Like, they have to have that set window where there's nothing Godzilla released from one of the Japanese people... when the American one's coming out and vice versa.
Anti-Asian sentiment. See?
Well, no, it is.
Coming back.
They didn't advertise Minus One at all, at least not to me, which I thought was interesting because, I don't know. I feel like I'm into generally, I don't want to call it nerdy stuff, but, like, you know, like, interesting films like that. And the fact that I didn't get a single ad, I heard about it through, like, word of mouth exclusively, but I got a million ads about the other Godzilla. So...
Hey, Chris.
I mean, yeah.
This guy's a nerd. Let's give him a swirly after work.
Give him a nice wedgie.
Thought this was a safe space.
I think it had like a fraction of the budget, but it won best special effects at the Oscars last year.
And everybody actually really liked it. Everybody.
It was a really good movie.
So.
Was Ken Watanabe in it?
No. That's one.
Ooh.
No, I mean, I'm just wondering. I was in like a guessing. I feel like he's in every, like, Japanese... I mean, he was in Last Samurai.
Well, that's...
No, that was Tom Cruise. That's too...
definitely another one.
All right, so the legendary Godzilla and Kong movies, just going in order, starting with the 2014 one. What did you guys think of this movie?
So, it was interesting because I feel like... I remember watching the Matthew Broderick one. I remember that one being a lot more like... oh, we need to kill Godzilla. Like, it wasn't even like I don't think they were trying to do anything deep. It was just like, this thing's evil. We gotta kill its babies. The end. And this one was a lot more like, oh, let's be more wholesome with Godzilla. Maybe we don't understand it. Maybe we still have to learn. I, for one, I don't know. It felt like they were pushing a lot of Bryan Cranston, and then for him to die like halfway through. And then we're just stuck following the other dude. That kind of annoyed me.
We're kind of
he's
like,
gonna be the next James Bond.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else has he been? I haven't seen him. I looked at him and I was like, I don't know who that guy
Kick-Ass,
is.
Kick-Ass, right? It's Kick-Ass.
He was in Kick-Ass, and you remember Avengers Age of Ultron?
Wasn't Bullet Train also?
He was in Bullet Train.
Yeah.
He was Quicksilver. And
wasn't quick enough.
His wife was Scarlet Witch.
Sister?
Scarlet Witch plays his wife in Godzilla 2014.
Oh, yes, because that's what's Olsen lady. Elizabeth Olsen.
Real freaking naughty.
But I feel like that was before she got big, too.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I do think they were kind of still building up of the Bryan Cranston hype. Because, like, didn't Breaking Bad end around, like, this time, too?
Yeah, it had been. It was either right then or right before.
Yeah. I liked it. I didn't like the villain though. Muto or
the Mutos?
Yeah. The MUTOs. I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about the universe, but I always imagine like Godzilla. Or. What's his name?
Godzilla?
The three-headed guy.
Oh, the Hydra.
Ghidorah.
I'm just like that guy. It's like the dude you gotta get. That guy's badass. I know he comes in later, but just the Mutos are just like they look like
Well, they had to make. I think they had to make up a villain.
A villain.
Because this wasn't in any of the old movies either, so it was like the Mutos were new kaiju that they created to be the antagonist for this movie. I think kind of as proof of concept to show that they can make a good American Godzilla movie before they like let them have all the other characters.
That was massive unidentified terrestrial organism. Dome. Yeah.
That was my guess too, though, because I was like, I'm sure I knew they were saving some of the big ones. I figured Mechagodzilla was coming eventually, But like, yeah, I knew it was going to be a matter of time. I just thought it was a little bit silly, the whole like, oh, they're like mating kind of thing. Like, it just felt like an excuse to like, get a 2-on-1 on Godzilla. But
you mean a double team?
Yeah. But even then, they both still were like, didn't like match up really. That's why it was weird. It was like,
yeah. There's also one who could fly. One who couldn't fly, which is really funny.
I think they built the entire movie around that shot of everyone skydiving out with the red
trail. Yeah, that was cool. That was actually a cool shot.
I think it was a good movie, and it took Godzilla like very seriously compared to the rest of the movies in this franchise.
Where they kind
of... Because if you remember in the most recent one, he swan dives off the Strait of Gibraltar and suplexes King Kong into the pyramids.
He's so majestic. They almost show like a cat almost when he's just like curled up in the Colosseum.
Oh yeah, which is really funny. Like making him into a pet again. That's what was cool about the first one. I like that they were just like so freaking terrified of the thing that like, you know, Godzilla truly dominated. There wasn't really anything we could do about it, which I think is more akin to like A, the initial allegory, and B, like, you know, how it would actually be if...
What did you guys think? How did you feel about Kong Skull Island with Samuel L. Jackson?
Oh man, I
Chris, we watched this like a month ago.
No, I wanted to say something more about the Godzilla 2014.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like kind of looking through kind of the Wikipedia. I forgot that was the actual scene they do show where he approaches the Golden Gate Bridge, and that takes us to Monarch, right, with the Japanese lady.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We can talk about Monarch now. I just was, like, kind of looking through the Wikipedia. I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot that was where she develops her PTSD when she fails her children, and they all go down that watery hole of death.
Yeah, I think they already introduced Monarch in like, the first movie, right?
Yeah,
like,
that was they did.
All of these.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, it's Kong Skull Island, though.
Let's talk about the Monarch show, because I think that actually chronologically takes place.
It bridges, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's sort of, but it
like
jumps.
It starts around now, and then it does jump.
I guess you could make a comment about it.
Okay, we can talk about it after the,
Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
So,
Kong Skull Island, 2017, Samuel L. Jackson, Randa's in it.
Yeah, had it been announced at this point that Kong Skull Island was part of this MonsterVerse, or did they retcon it? Like, oh, okay, so
no, because they had Monarch in this one also.
Yeah,
I see. They did. I mean, you're right. I thought it was a fun movie. I mean, that's all I can really say about it. You know, John C. Reilly playing the crazy guy. But I think the coolest aspect was kind of the throwback, you know, just seeing Monarch and then actually seeing, like, the guy who plays Anders Holm Monarch is actually, Bill Randa in Kong Skull Island. But,
they also had Loki and Captain Marvel in this one.
That's what I was going to say.
They had a little thing going on.
Well, that was the weird thing.
They had another scene with...
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You first. Mine's going to be a little bit different at a point.
Mine was also going to be completely unrelated.
Well, I was just saying the idea of, like, the cast, again, feeling, like, random. Like, I was like, wow, these are a lot of, like, big stars that are all crammed together. Yeah. And so I didn't feel like a lot of them got their due. Like, I think John C. Reilly there just as a purely comedic force, I was like, fine, he doesn't need character development. But really, I feel like Samuel L. Jackson was fleshed out, and like that was kind of it. Like, I think
the most fleshed out character was Kong, and then I think that's when they finally introduced the Death Girl, right? Who sides with Kong?
Or is like the what?
I think that came later.
No, she was in Kong. She was in Godzilla versus.
Yeah,
Kong.
She was because that.
Yeah, you know, this one.
Her tribe was introduced.
The tribe was there. Yeah, because it's like 40 years in between or 60 years in between, something like that.
Yeah, no, this is where Samuel Jackson goes crazy and tries to burn it all down.
Maybe he was the real monster.
Yeah, I was like, there's definitely like a shot of him. There's like a shot of him with the fire behind
him. Where the fire?
Yeah, I was like, don't make it too
obvious. What I was going to say is they also have a shot of Loki running through like the smoke-filled area with like a green
Oh, like the light smoke bomb. Yeah, he was like trying to get the attention.
Okay. Same as the 2014 Godzilla, the red smoke bombs. I think they just got a bunch of smoke bombs and had to use them in this universe.
Have to save the budget somehow. But yeah, I thought, I don't know, I guess you make a good point. I guess Kong is supposed to be the protagonist, but I feel like they tried to make it Loki, but like his character didn't develop at all. And then there was like a semi-romance with Captain Marvel, but that didn't really happen either. It was all just kind of like, there was and then half the soldiers I just mixed up. Like I couldn't tell. Like there were probably what, like 11 soldier characters and a bunch died, but I don't know who any of them were or which ones were actually important.
I don't even remember. Yeah, exactly. I think that's what threw me off. There's that one guy who was by himself. He kind of had the makeup of someone who's going to like regroup with Samuel Jackson. And he just gets like
the main, soldier guy.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this guy's going to live. And then you're like, nope.
He had the whole book about like how much he loved his family or something. Yeah.
5 days from retirement.
Yeah, basically. Big one 5 days from retirement energy.
But I actually otherwise really liked it. I mean, I liked what they... Yeah, I thought it would have been kind of cheesy if they had, you know, had it start right after that initial Godzilla film and they were like, Kong just happens to pop up, like, right now. So that, I thought, for the universe building, it was good to have it be like, oh, like, there are others that we knew, it just was under wraps.
Yeah, I also like jumping ahead to the later movies. I like how they have Kong be the king of the... underground or whatever it's the upside down. I actually can't remember what it's called.
Apparently they also do give like a shout out to Godzilla in this movie too. I'm looking at the wiki. They have like a scene where like there's a cave painting of Godzilla in Kong Skull Island, which I don't remember seeing, but interesting.
They put the painting of Kong in Godzilla King of Monsters. I didn't realize they did the opposite too. But that makes sense. I'm sure by then they knew.
Can we just shout out that random Asian actress that like has the most random... She has like one or two lines in the whole movie, but she's just like there.
Oh, yeah. This was back when they were trying to have everyone in China see these movies too.
Yeah. So they have like some random Chinese actress and it's like...
Oh, isn't it the... I'm not getting one. I'm going to look it up, actually. I thought it was the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
The same person from Avengers Age of Ultron?
Oh, is it her? That girl? Jean Tian?
Well, she's like that. Well, but then again, I'm like, how many am I going to know by face?
No, actually, that's one. She's actually in Pacific Rim.
Really? She's in
Pacific Rim? No, that was Idris Elba. That's two.
Oh, no.
Zhang Zi. Yeah. I don't think she was in Oh, no. She was in. She was in Godzilla King of the Monsters. Zhang Ziyi. Oh, you know what? I'm mixing up the films. You're right.
I think it's Jing Tan. The Jing Tan as Lin San, monarch biologist.
That's right. There's a different biologist who's the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and King of Monsters, who is Zhang Ziyi from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So clearly, they're just picking one Asian person per movie. And then they killed off the one dude. That's what it felt like.
Token Asian guy.
Yeah, they had to kill him off after a film and a half, you know, because he was smarter than all the white folks, so they had to, you know.
Well, they didn't. I don't think they had any repeat characters in the first two movies, and then going into the third one, Godzilla King of the Monsters, that's when they started having characters that carried over into the next movies, because this is the one with Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Thomas Middleditch was in this?
Yeah. In which one? King of the Monsters?
No, Kong Skull Island. He just voices.
Oh, how in the world?
What? Like, Kong?
I don't know. But yeah, I'm like, who actually is playing these things? I actually didn't realize there might be a...
Okay.
But yeah, I just assumed everyone was Andy Serkis.
Is Kong always Andy Serkis? Even like the Jack Black one? That wasn't him as well, was it?
Wait, sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
The Jack Black King Kong, was that also Andy Serkis? Or no?
No, none of these were actually Andy Serkis.
Welp. I think that would have been cool.
I was just saying because he was Gollum.
That's one.
They he was Caesar. He was the planet of the
apes. So they introduced Ghidorah into this one, and he's a evil monster from space.
Yeah.
And
I think this Rodan is my favorite and Mothra
are in this too. This is a really good one.
For exact reason, right? It's just it's more than you finally get to like the traditional Godzilla monsters, at least the ones that I was at least familiar with.
Yeah.
And also Millie Bobby Brown, the biggest villain of them all.
Why do you hate Millie Bobby Brown?
Oh, you know.
You know what though? Like they did. I don't know. They tried to make her like super important, but it was also like, yeah, you're like a 12-year-old girl. There's no way.
It was her, and then she like met up with who's that guy who plays Paperboy?
Yeah. He was also in.
Brian Tyree Henry?
Yeah, so Finn was...
No, he was in Godzilla vs. Kong.
Exactly.
So he wasn't in this one.
Oh, wait. Does it?
Was he?
Yeah, he didn't show up.
Doesn't Millie Bobby Brown, that kind of... There's that fat, chubby kid, and then...
Yeah, so that's all in Godzilla vs. Kong. Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown in this one is dealing with her family drama, and her mom is evil. And then in the next one, she meets up with the podcaster and the fat kid from The Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yes, or Deadpool, fat Deadpool kid, the fire skills.
Well, that was my thing, because it felt like the first Godzilla film was like a film about Godzilla, and it felt like this one was a film about Millie Bobby Brown and her family. So I didn't love like the emphasis switch. And I guess the first one was also kind of about that family too. But it felt like it was like secondary to what Godzilla was doing, and in this one, like I wanted more Godzilla in fights, and I kept getting more Millie Bobby Brown.
I think her dad. Like with these big monster movies, I think it's hard to not have like a lot of human stuff in it for a lot of reasons. Because one, it gives emotional stakes, but then if the emotional story isn't like really compelling, then it's just kind of dragging the whole thing down. But two, people are a lot cheaper to shoot than giant monsters, so I think the budget goes down the more Millie Bobby Brown you have in it.
They should have just, you know, the reason why she becomes 11 in Stranger Things is because she gets exposed to the radiation Godzilla.
Oh, that makes sense.
She's never actually seen Stranger Things.
Oh.
I gotta watch that.
Nah, you're alright. You don't know. It got silly.
Tywin Lannister is in this as the villain.
It is.
I thought he was pretty good. It did feel random. I was like, I don't know where these random missionaries are coming from that somehow know. That somehow have all the same tech as Monarch does, but I'll take it.
Do you feel like that's just the criteria for casting villains in these type of movies? Like, all right, let's get someone European, kind of old.
Yeah, basically. Godzilla, the final fight in this I liked a lot, the Godzilla versus Ghidorah.
Yeah, that was probably like a top.
When he like shoots the beam down one of the heads, right? That was
Oh, that's cool. How'd you do that?
Did you see that? The bubble?
Yeah, I saw that.
How did
that work? Apparently, Zoom has this thing where it automatically shoots balloons. So I was actually giving a presentation on something pretty dark, and the balloon just came up. I was like,
and then he died. I believe this was also. I mean, if I keep bringing up all things,
Godzilla transforms.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the whole thing where they like shoot the nuclear thing into Godzilla and he like evolves.
Yeah, he had to go Super Saiyan.
I was just about to say that. I was like, where was this actually somewhere in the source that we know of, or did they just want to make him Super Saiyan?
No, they just cartooned at that point.
Okay.
that was in Godzilla vs. Kong, right? Because doesn't Godzilla like kind of die or something, and then. Oh, no, maybe you're right. Maybe it was this one where they go into the underwater city and drop the nuclear bomb on him.
Yeah, I thought it was because, I thought they were trying to kill both Ghidorah and Godzilla, but only really hurt Godzilla. And then he went away.
Hmm.
And they're like, we need someone to save us.
Yeah, so then they, revived him, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But Yeah, I was like that.
The problem with watching all these movies together in one weekend is they all kind of blend together.
Yeah, they get me started. Because like I said, all, like, the characters will just like pop up and I'll be like, are you the same person or are you someone else? Like, how many years went by between this and this?
The most consistent theme is family conflict in all these movies, especially Monarch.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Let's go.
Well, did they...
I think you're right.
Did... no, because I think the... Yes. Oh, you know what it was? Then they started killing off people, because then... Yeah, I think it was King of Monsters where they had, like, two silly sacrifices. One was the guy blowing up the bomb to save Godzilla, and the other one was the mom. And in both, like, sacrifices, yes. You were like, was this really the only way we could have done this?
Now that you bring up sacrifices, can we go back to Kong Skull Island when Lieutenant Dan
standing
there with the grenade, pops him off, and the table.
He just gets flung into the mountain.
That was so extra.
You know what that it is? Great. Yeah, it's like for the shot, not even for the plot. Just like for that one shot of him, like, yeah. Same thing with Samuel Jackson in the fire. Like, it's all the same idea.
The worst death of all.
Oh my god.
Should we talk about Monarch next, or let's get out of the way. Let's get Skull Island the anime out of the way. Because that's chronologically before all of this.
I
think it's before Kong Skull Island.
I see. It's honestly... I think you're right. Yeah, it was hard to recall because we were like interspersing watching the anime with the movies.
Yeah, it was like our vegetables before we could eat the
oh, that's stuff. Right. That was it. They were like somewhere on the ship, right? That's how it starts off. There's like these two boys on the ship. One of them's dad dies, the other one, and they get separated, and I don't know.
There's a giant squid that is attacking people and throwing things at Kong from the ocean, and then 10 episodes later, they fight, and Kong wins.
I will say, I'm surprised. It looks like it has an 80.
Also,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think chronologically, it doesn't fit in with whatever they did in later movies and with Monarch, so I think they're just going to ignore its existence.
Well, but that was my thing, because I was thinking about, you know, the licensing and stuff again, and it seems like HBO and those people, like, own everything but this anime show that popped up on Netflix, so I'm like, I don't know, at first I didn't even realize they were, like, part of the same thing, like, I don't know, I guess I could
always just bury it doesn't have, like, Kong in the name or anything like that.
Well, that's the thing, but yeah, it looks like it has 82% Rotten Tomatoes, so like, I guess it wasn't... I'm curious what they actually liked about it.
It was fine. It didn't need to exist.
Well, that's the...
I wish it didn't, but it was fine.
I feel like anytime I'm like watching something,
it
just
didn't
to get
add
through it.
Anything or add any like backstory outside of this man has deep trauma from losing that tribe due to the squid person.
And the squid was like kind of not a good enough monster to warrant a whole show around him.
No, and also he was just doing his thing.
He was no Tywin Lannister.
He was like Billy Bobby Brown, true enemy of the movies.
All right, so Godzilla versus Kong. That was a good movie. That was a good-ass movie. It was very silly.
Well, that was... It I was, think that was when it awesome. Started. I feel like the whole tone changed when they... it became a lot more about these, like, crazy shots and scenarios. But I did love every fight. You know, that's the thing. It's like...
Wait, what?
Chris, did you hear any of that?
No, what'd you say?
All right, me neither.
What'd you say, Frank?
I don't know.
Very good. Are you still there?
Uh-oh. Am I gone?
You know what's funny is I'll hear that whole monologue when I get the recording later, but I didn't hear any of it right now.
I'm just like, yes, I also agree. Astute observation.
I think that was a great point.
Yes.
I think that was a really important observation.
He's probably like, man, you know what should have happened?
I think it was really brave of you to say.
I do like that this was the first movie where Kong starts getting more tools. Like, this is where he gets, like, the axe.
Oh, the axe with the Godzilla scale.
From Godzilla's scale. And then...
It's one of Godzilla's species. It's not Godzilla. It's, like, an ancient Godzilla species that had fought an ancient Kong, and the ancient Kong won and made an axe out of his scale. That's fucking metal.
Wait,
Franklin, what did you say...
Well, oh no, I was, well, one thing I was going to mention, I don't even remember what I said now. I was a little bit annoyed that the first fight wasn't fair because they were on water. And I was like, why start there? Why give Kong such a disadvantage to start? I feel like that like hurt his confidence and that made me sad for Kong, but.
That's true, right? Yeah, this starts off on the boat, right? And then Godzilla's coming right towards him. Yeah, that's unfair.
Well, I think they had to have Godzilla win one, then they had to have Kong win one, and then they had to have one where they both lose slash win and then join up against a common enemy. But really, Kong got his ass kicked every time.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, that's true. More nervous for Kong watching these fights than I was for Godzilla. Like, Godzilla was never nervous to me. No.
Yeah. No, Godzilla, strength-wise, I think beats Kong in all of these.
Yeah. I will also watch. I'm like slowly... piecing this together now from like just talking about it. They took Ghidorah's like consciousness, and that's what they used. Who thought that was a good idea? They took
one of his skulls, and then they Pacific Rimmed into Mecha Godzilla, and then Ghidorah's consciousness takes over Mecha Godzilla and makes Mecha Godzilla go rogue.
That Asian guy who pilots it like fries. He has, like, the thing.
Oh, yeah, and it just fries his brain.
Isn't that Ken Watanabe's son? Like, the character is supposed to be Ken Watanabe's character's son?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I don't think I realized
that. They just randomly have him, like, be evil and kill him in a exploding... Like, he gets fried by Ghidorah's consciousness.
Yeah. Was it a terrorist? Who was behind that? Like, who wanted to put Ghidorah's consciousness in Mechagodzilla? Was that a...
So it was the evil... organization that's not Monarch. In the show Monarch, you know how there's that organization that becomes that one of the characters is working for and she's like trying to escape from during half the show, and then
the hacker girl
the hacker character, she changed that company, changes its name to like the evil company, and that's who made Mechagodzilla.
Man, they're really dumb.
Apex. I think it was Apex Industries or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't the whole Apex Predator idea at like the heart of the film? Mm-hmm. It is interesting, though, because I wonder, just in terms of like them making more money, do you think they could have gotten away with one film that was just them fighting each other? And then squeezed out
a part one, part two.
Film. Yeah, and then squeezed out this third one. Or do you think it all had to be together?
Wait, what do you mean? Like one film where Godzilla and Kong are just fighting each other, one film with Mecha Godzilla, and one film.
And then the most recent one with the.
I think one of the reasons this universe works is that I honestly don't think they plan too far ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But I mean that as a positive, because I think like if you like some of the problems with modern MCU is that maybe they're planning way too far ahead and not making each individual film enjoyable. But these ones, they don't know if they're like when they made Godzilla vs. Kong, they didn't know if that was going to be the last one in this universe. So they just like put everything into it and then people liked it. Even during the pandemic, it made a lot of money in theaters. I think it would have been fun to see in theaters, but yeah, I saw it. I remember watching it like on a TV. And then it made enough money that they made this sequel that came out a couple of weeks ago. And I think that made a lot of money too. So I think they'll probably keep making another one, but if they don't, there's not like hanging plot threads necessarily.
Mm-hmm. And you make a good point. Like I forget that not everything has to be like plotted out like Game of Thrones or MCU. Like, I feel like that's been like shoehorned in our brains, and it actually is better when you can just take things one thing at a time.
I think
that's a good point.
I think Thanos Kaiju is coming and he needs the Infinity Mutos.
It's actually just Ant-Man in large form as the new kaiju. I guess also it's nice that the freaking show aspect, you didn't have to necessarily watch to know what was going on, like MCU.
Yeah, wait, let's talk about Monarch then, because I thought it was not going to be like a good show. I think I thought it was going to be more like what the anime ended up being, just kind of like a side story that was kind of riding the coattails of the movies and wasn't really good and didn't really add anything. But I think that it ended up being like an actually good show.
I like the premise. That just
happened
of it
to be set in the Monster universe.
Yeah. I did like the premise a lot. I thought the like Bill Rand new Captain America guy, or fake Captain America guy, and
Wyatt Russell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then the Japanese scientist. I thought they had a great dynamic. I thought it was really good, and that aspect of it was really cool. The kids, man. The kids suck.
Okay, but I think the guy sucks.
The girl acting sucks, too.
Excuse me. She wasn't a great actress, but have you seen Shogun?
No, I've heard it's good, and I will get to it eventually.
She's in that, and she's actually a really good actress. So I think it was the way the character in this was written.
It is interesting. Yeah.
The writing was not great. She was just upset that her dad... She came to find that her dad had another family, and...
Yeah, and she was PTSDing from
the Nijoro,
adjacent to the 2014 Godzilla movie.
But it is interesting, though, because it's like... I don't know why they have so many, like, child main characters in these films. Like, I don't know if they just were, like... Like, why go to Millie Bobby Brown for that second film? And then why... I don't know. I don't know why the emphasis is on kids unless they're trying to, like, dual market it to children and adults.
I think... I don't know. I think they just had, like, Yeah, I don't know. They probably, like, wrote a family drama plot and then... Like, merged it with a Godzilla movie and had to cast a kid.
Do you know what this plot needs?
Can we just pour one out for, actually, I guess, Wyatt Russell, but Kurt Russell too at the same time, when he's almost about to take Keiko up to the room, and then they're like, yo, wait, we need to talk to you. And then it just ends the moment. And then she ends up with Anders Holm.
I thought she was already with Bill Randa at that point.
No? She wasn't. No, like they went to that military ball, and I think that's when they got close dancing. And then I think something happened where I think it appeared like Wyatt Russell's character betrayed them. I can't remember. But she was all mad about that.
All the scenes in the past in that show are really good.
Yeah.
Some of the modern scenes are also okay, but the past scenes are definitely better.
So in
It's basically just them looking for their dad entire, and then they finally find him, and he's just like,
"Yeah,
he's like, get out of here, get out of here," and he's like,
"Wait, the dad stays alive, right?"
Yeah, he does, but like you only see him very briefly when he's trying to like call, like he's like setting off those like pull like ultrasound like tracker thingies, I think, to bring up. Like Godzilla. And you only see Godzilla.
I have two things to say about this show that I don't want to forget to say. One, I think it was super cool and I wasn't expecting the twist about when they go into the Upside Down and the grandma is still there and she's still a young woman because of the time dilation effects.
Yeah,
that was a cool scene.
I wasn't expecting that. She's got the bow and arrow. She's like...
Yeah.
The granddaughter.
But also, I think they kind of forget about the time dilation in all of the movies.
That's what I was about to ask.
Because I don't think that comes up in any of the movies.
I don't understand how any of the time works with that, but...
Yeah, especially
like
when we learn the most recent...
To explain it away.
Like the most recent one, where they do go actually into the Upside Down world or whatever, and come back same age.
Yeah. So maybe it was just, maybe they incorporated some temporal dampeners into the ships that...
I like that.
Yeah.
It just blocks out the effect of time, anti-time capsules.
Yeah. Well, but it's a big plot point in the show because when they come back from the Upside Down, yeah. then in the finale, it's so. Like 3 years later in on Skull Island.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like and it ends with them being like Apex and
Well, they're going to make a season two, oh, and they're actually going to make apparently a lot of other MonsterVerse spinoffs.
Spinoffs like from for Apple TV. The other like monsters you don't see, or spinoffs of like I'm trying to think of what other big movie series there is.
It's just Millie Bobby Brown for 7 episodes. Her and her dad.
I know, she's still like...
I think spinoffs set within the universe, but not spinoffs based on any specific characters.
Anything we've seen. See. Okay. No, it is interesting. I mean, you have to make a point, right? Yeah. It's like, do you just keep making things until they stop making money? Or do you...
Yeah.
And it seems like there's still interest. So, like, you might as well keep going back as well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interest. Well, they did, like... There have been like 90 Godzilla movies, so I think that they can keep making these if they really want to, as long as they keep making money.
And I will keep going. It is interesting, though, because I... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Who do you think... And it might actually be different between each film, but is there a target demographic you think, like, us... Like, I don't know, like late 20s, like men, or do you think?
Oh, the target demographic for these movies?
Yeah, do you think it's actually people of all ages going? Yeah.
I think it's, I think it's boys and men who never grew up.
Dragon Ball Z fans for sure, as evidenced by that last film and DBZ God Mode.
That's a great transition to Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. What did you guys think of this movie?
I think they just put max silliness, and I loved it.
Yeah.
The pink scales, the Transformers.
Dude, that I was like...
The Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. Oh and then God. Just that random Australian, like, medic guy who's just, like, there.
Where did he come from? Why?
And he's actually a great actor.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, again, the character. And I liked the character. He was a silly character. It was a very silly movie. And they made, like, we were talking about how the plots were serious in the, like, early on in these universes. This is the exact opposite of that. That's just,
I agree.
The guy's like, by the way, I made a power glove for Kong, and it happens to be down here. Good thing he got frostbite so that we can give him this power glove. Like, there's no attempt at a serious story anymore.
Why not before?
They
but it works.
Great. The tiny monkey as like a huge
That's just a legendary scene. Like that's when you knew they were just like embracing
the like the frost giant like Stegosaurus guy. That was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. Was that teased in the trailers at all? Because that was a big surprise to me. I actually liked. I thought that was cool.
Which one?
The like Ice Godzilla thing.
Yeah, I didn't know about any of that. I actually didn't know who the villains were going to be. I don't think Scar King is based on any character, but I might be wrong.
I mean, I felt like they were obligated to give Kong a villain, so it wouldn't surprise me if they made it up. But I do remember them in Godzilla vs. Kong, like the first one, talking about how, like, Kong didn't have any people, and it's so sad. I feel like they brought it up in Skull Island, too. So I guess in the back of my brain, I was like, oh, I bet they're eventually going to try to, like, find him people. But...
Yeah. I think they actually made up both Scar King and the Ice Dragon Shimo for this movie.
It's called Shimo?
It's called Shimo. And she's a good girl.
Well, that's the other complicated thing, because if at the end it's like good, is there now a third thing they can fight with, or are we just never going to see that thing again?
A third what?
Like at the end they just like let it go, so like can they team up with Shimu in the future?
Oh, a third Ice Age you mean? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They're not going to address that. They're going to forget about it.
They probably should. They're
never going to just like the next one.
Wander around. I mean, that thing can create an ice age. They should probably just. There's a reason I was chained up for.
She went. She disappeared on her way back to her home planet.
Yeah, she got taken by Apex. That's the next movie. Yeah, I will say.
I liked.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I liked the little monkey, the Son of Kong guy.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to be annoying, but he ended up being a G.
Did you find the deaf girl annoying? Oh, that was
big. Yeah, she was. She did some like weird ritual thing to bring back Mothra.
Yeah, that was another stupid part. Like, all of the human stuff was
I know,
kind of
I was like, why
this.
Is the human stuff and always...
also,
they're
she's
like,
not
wow,
the
there's
last.
A prophecy that this yeah. she's going to be the one who revives Mothra.
Also, yeah, I guess she's not the last of her tribe anymore, so she kind of loses special points there. Not unique anymore.
Chris, you know what? You know what that's called? That's called literary mirroring, because just like she's not the last of her tribe, Kong is not the last of his tribe.
Oh, look at this.
He's right. That's an art history major right there.
Art history major. This guy.
He actually reads. It is interesting though, because
okay, so what's your favorite piece of MonsterVerse content?
So I think for me, it's definitely the fight, and I think King of Monsters, the premise as a whole. I think that final fight.
Yeah,
I don't know. To me, the Godzilla Kong team ups, they still feel too overpowered. Like I still feel like when they're actually together, no monster actually like. Really threatened them, but that's just one opinion.
I just feel like Godzilla's holding back against Kong because they have to. Like, literally, Godzilla can just generate a Kamehameha from its mouth and just wreck Kong.
Oh, he was gonna kill Kong in the last movie, and then Mothra was like, yo, chill, man.
Hey, man, chill. I mean, that's why they literally gave him that, like, axe to block Godzilla's beams, because other than that, like, they had nothing.
Yeah, well, the director said that basically, because they're somewhat limited on what they're actually allowed to do with Godzilla, the protagonist is really kind of always Kong, so you're supposed to empathize with him and, like, go on his journey, and Godzilla is sort of supposed to be, like, a force of nature who's kind of there also.
So then why not call it Kong B Godzilla?
He's also it's also easier to have to empathize with Kong because he emotes.
That's true.
Because he has a face. And Godzilla's a lizard.
But Godzilla looks like a little cat.
Godzilla got a little face.
A big scaly cat.
Chilling in the Colosseum.
Yeah, I know. Just chilling his little perch.
Pietro must be pissed.
Oh no, my Colosseum. I liked Godzilla versus Kong of the movies. I think it was kind of like the Avengers of these movies. Yeah. And I think the final fight against Mechagodzilla is fun.
I agree. I think because the human component took such a backdrop to that, it just made it a lot more entertaining because it just had a lot more overall monster stuff where it's like the other previous ones, you know. Once again, Millie Bobby Brown is really the problem here.
I think they definitely gave up on like having a serious human story by Godzilla versus Kong, and then it was just like these are monster action figures as a movie.
Which I actually
which is fantastic
like,
and a great way to take it. Yeah.
I think they've transitioned the good storytelling into the TV shows now with Monarch and maybe some of the other spin-offs that they're going to make. So that's where the good stories will be, and then the good action will be in the movies.
Great. I will say, it was a hard balance to have before. There was definitely one film where, like, the final fight was, like, 11 minutes or something. Like, I remember, like, I got up to go to the bathroom, and I was like, there's only 14 minutes left? Like, they're not even fighting yet. And then it was literally, like, bang, bang, boom, over. So now that they're going
to I think it's expensive to have big action CGI set pieces.
That's the thing. It's tough.
So it's easier when... It's just Millie Bobby Brown talking, and that solves the problems.
You mean Millie Bobby Brown in her childhood home as
actually, Chris, I didn't want to tell you this, but I think you're old enough. Millie Bobby Brown is CGI. I gotta tell Drake next, but
you know what? They're probably not gonna be able to afford her ever again, are they? Like, are these films only ever gonna be able to like grab up and coming or like older actors and actresses?
Like the movies aren't able to afford her, or Drake isn't able to afford her?
Oh no! Oh god! Probably both.
Can I just say one thing? Is this has had such a big impact that it's now even invaded Warzone, Call of Duty. The skins you can get are actually like the skins of like Godzilla with like the pink shit.
That's pretty cool.
Oh shit!
I might buy it actually right now.
That's peak culture.
Wait, Chris, which one was your favorite?
So I think Chris is the target demographic.
Oh, I mean, I think I kind of agree with Neil with about
Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah,
I really like this new one, mm-hmm. but not like it's not my favorite of all the movies.
I like that they make the monsters the focus finally. Like,
yeah.
That's true.
If you had to combine two monsters in any of these movies to make the ultimate monster, what would it be?
You need... I'll let Chris go first this time. I know my answer. Let's see if he's stealing
Millie Bobby Brown.
No. I want Bryan Cranston's brain.
I mean, it would have to probably be like... Well, I guess already kind of a fusion, but... No, you know, give me Ghidorah and Godzilla, because Ghidorah has wings, and can I get, like, a three-headed Godzilla?
You could.
See, I was going to go with, like, Ghidorah and Mechagodzilla, but then, like, Godzilla's overall, like, skin versus metal? Come on, now.
You know, I might be wrong on this, but I feel like there is a Mechagodzilla in one of these, in one of the original movies. And if not, I'm sure there will be at some point.
Well, it already has sentient life. So
producers are listening to this podcast, writing it down.
No,
actually, there is.
Wasn't there one of the problems with? Oh, there is a Mecha Ghidorah.
There's a Mecha King Ghidorah back, it actually looks. I mean, back then, obviously, it looked silly, but it would be really cool now.
Well, these are all people in monster costumes.
Oh man!
Oh my god!
So one of the problems with Ghidorah was that his heads didn't get along with each other. So do you think that one creature with three Godzilla heads on it would get along with each other? Ooh. They'll be like, I'm Godzilla. I'm the king. You're just like my left hand. You're just like my right nut. Like, I don't know if they would.
They can't because it's, I mean, if you're not an apex predator. Yeah, like you can't concede to anyone if you are the apex predator. So they're always going to be fighting. That was my thought, too, because I initially had the same answer as Chris, but... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, I just like, that's a good point. Didn't really think of that.
The other thing is...
What's the coordination like? You know, does one head, like you said, control one wing? Does another head control the foot, the tail?
I think they actually explained that the heads are telepathic, and because the body was too... That's why one of the heads could take over Mechagodzilla later. But I think the body is so big that... normal nerve impulses wouldn't be. Wait, I'm a nerd too.
What if the one of the heads is like really depressed and it's just, you know, it's always just like, guys,
I don't want to do this today.
Not today.
I'm not like the other guys. God.
I'm different.
I want to read.
It's attached to you.
Yeah.
I feel like
what's your answer?
It is interesting, though, because part of me was also curious, and they said it came from space, so I'm like, is there going to be, like, a planetary invasion at some point? Like, is that also a place they could go with this?
I think there's a lot of kaiju that are from space.
Mm-hmm. That's where Thanos comes in.
Ooh. Thanos was already there.
That's where Darkseid comes in.
I mean, Brainiac is basically...
So your answer is Ghidorah and who?
So mine is going to be Ghidorah... and Godzilla, but I only wanted one head. But I couldn't remember.
So, like, one Godzilla head and two Ghidorah heads?
No, only one total. I don't think the extra heads gave it that much more power. I think it'd be better with one head. You keep the wings,
But I was trying to remember if Ghidorah had arms or not. I don't think it did, right?
I think he has arms. I'm not sure.
No, wait, can I change my answer?
No.
It's going to be Shimu or whatever its name is in Godzilla because they have fire and ice.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess you could alternate, but if you have the
I'm going to go scale. Ghidorah and Son of Kong because I think it would be really funny to have a little mini Ghidorah being used as a nunchuck.
I also still don't understand what the was Mini Kong also brand new proprietary information, and when is this spinoff show coming, like Knuckles? Because you know it is, and you know there's going to be Baby Kong merchandise.
There probably will be. Well, so I was looking into the history of King Kong a little bit, just because I was curious. And so when the original movie came out in 1933, it was such a big hit that within the next 8 months, they put together a crappy sequel movie called Son of Kong. So the second King Kong movie was Baby Kong in 1933.
Oh. I guess they were saying there was
always... I do miss that traditional story, though, of, like, he gets taken to New York City. I mean, I know they did it with...
Jack Black.
Adrian Brody.
Peter Jackson. Yeah.
Naomi Watts. I thought that was great. Jack Black. Shout out to him. One of the homies. But... Yeah, I didn't know at this point the way they're going with that. I don't know if they'll ever like do a, more traditional.
No, I don't think they
they'll
will
never get those
that.
Rights.
They won't do that for this universe, but that's why he's a legally distinct entity that is not King Kong.
Who would you cast as Kong. The damsel in distress? Sydney Sweeney.
This day and age, probably. But keep in mind, Chris.
No, definitely do Jack Black.
I'm pretty sure Kong dies in that film, so. If you do that,
yeah, he does die in all that.
He gets shot, and then he like falls off.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, there's no more Kong.
Not if it was Ghidorah Kong.
Oh, that's when the wings sprout out of the back, and you realize it was never Kong to begin with.
Yeah, and
we've been doing
only one of the heads dies, and then the other two are around for the sequels.
Oh my god.
Oh. All right. Anything else to say about the MonsterVerse, or should we move into recommendations?
I just think it's nice that I feel like they give the fans what they want over time. Like you said, it advances to just like a film about monsters where things fight each other, and I think that makes me happy. They don't feel a need to,
I think if they had a good enough human story, I wouldn't mind if they like had a good human story in these movies. Like, I think they moved a little too much to the silliness for Godzilla X Kong. But...
Yeah, so I did appreciate that they also just didn't have another romance. I mean, I know it's not constant, but, like, they had the romantic subplot with Aaron Taylor-Johnson or Joy, whatever. And, and Scarlet Witch. Like, and then they also kind of did it with Monarch. And I'm like, we don't need this romance. It doesn't have to be... A pivotal point of the story. Just give me crazy ass monsters and Sydney Sweeney.
Actually, I heard a leak that they're in the next movie. They're actually going to have Godzilla and Kong kiss.
I kind of want them.
We're
to
finally
happen.
Making it rated R. So that, give the people what they want.
So conservatives can be like, they made my Godzilla.
They made Godzilla woke. J.K. Rowling will be like, real lizards aren't Godzilla. Alright, well, so recommendations then? Anything you guys have been watching or reading or experiencing recently
Fallout.
That you want to recommend?
Fallout, the show, was fantastic.
Oh, you already did it?
That was my recommendation on a previous episode that will actually, I think, air after this episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Time travel.
Well, no, but it's a good show. It's a good show.
Yeah. I think they really captured the post-apocalyptic. Also, just the characters are hilariously funny. Walter Goggins' character, fantastic.
And that's on Amazon Prime, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is interesting. It seems
I
like
I never played the games, but it inspired me to try to think about playing the games.
You should also drink Powerade, 50% more electrolytes. We are sponsored by Powerade.
50% more sugar, nice. Too.
Hey, get that Powerade money.
You should play the games, though. Sorry, Frank. Yeah.
So. Well, no, I was going to say, it is interesting that all these, like, video game spinoffs seem to be coming from, like, streaming services. It's never, like, the major cable networks, and I wonder when they'll give in, but...
I feel like there's less...
the major cable networks are done. I think they're, like, done.
I mean, all I know is big major studios and Fallout. Last of Us, Fallout, and what was the third one I was thinking about recently?
Knuckles.
I mean, Halo. I guess I think Season 2 is better.
Oh, Halo. That's the third one I was thinking about, yeah.
That's Paramount Plus, yeah. So is Knuckles.
Mm. Well, hopefully it's also on the Nemo Drive so I can watch it there without paying money.
They can do a good Warcraft movie. Oh, the amount of stuff they could build off of that. They tried it.
That's the thing. They keep failing, like, as a major... But they're doing better at series. That's why I'm wondering if...
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting, actually, is that this also came up on the last episode I recorded with Tom last week, but haven't released yet, because Warcraft it's the best of the 1970s, like, musically. That's when we're talking about David Bowie, and David Bowie's son, Duncan Jones, directed Warcraft.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that means he's probably out of the industry, yeah.
Oh, he did, huh?
Now he's shining shoes. What's your recommendation? I don't think I had much new. I don't know. Was Invincible Season 2 actually good? That was the next thing I was going to get into.
It's not... I don't know if it's done yet, but it's been good.
Okay. Because I know... I don't know. I'm just somebody who waits till the end and then I binge it all at once. So I don't know if I can recommend Season 2 yet, but of course Season 1 was good, so... give it another week, and then that'll probably be when I watch in 2 weekends.
Nice.
Also, the New York Knicks as the NBA champions, since I know there's a lot of sports fans that listen to this.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing well. They beat the Sixers.
I know. You should have been there, Neil. They needed you.
Next time, baby.
Just Joel Embiid has some stomach pain.
He's tired of carrying Embiid up and down the court for 80 minutes a game.
I'm going to recommend X-Men 97.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, nice.
Have you guys watched it?
2 episodes.
I haven't finished. Do I have to finish the original first? I probably do.
You don't have to. So I finished the original last week. And then I watched all of X-Men 97 because it's only like 6 or 7 episodes so far. And you don't have to finish the original, honestly.
Like a minimum of like a season or two, maybe?
There's a few episodes. There's like some arcs in there that are worth watching.
Got it.
That I can tell you. But there's a lot of filler. And the last season is mostly pointless.
Ooh, maybe actually.
Because they used all the good storylines.
Ah, shit.
Do you think, like, was there, like, I'm on one. I'm finishing one. So far, I've good. Where do you think I should stop? Or is there, like, just parts within individual seasons? Where, like,
I think there's
individual episodes within each season. Like, and they're mostly done as, like, 2 or 3-parters that are worth watching. Like, they do the whole Phoenix storyline, and then they do Dark Phoenix. There's a couple of episodes with Nightcrawler that are really good. There's some Rogue backstory episodes. There's a crossover episode with Spider-Man, the animated series, that gives him a Beast backstory.
Oh.
There's a lot of Apocalypse episodes.
I was going to say.
There's a 4-part episode in season 4 that they thought was going to be the series finale, so it's like really good. And then there's a couple episodes in season 5 that you have to watch, but mostly... it's all just kind of like background, and I don't know if a lot of the plot points are going to come up in X-Men 97.
Ooh.
You didn't watch X-Men and the Wolverine, did you, Neil?
I did what?
Did you ever watch X-Men and the Wolverine?
No. I never even watched the original X-Men cartoon until this year.
I don't know why. I think that came out at a time where I was like at home in the summer doing nothing, but... It's interesting because that covered... a lot of those, or some of those storylines too, so I don't know if it's like going to be the same or something different, so you'll have to check it out. But I bet you there's probably a filler list online that'll tell me what's important to watch. Maybe I'll look that up and then look up, like,
I'm sure there will be top episodes. Or you can watch, like, a YouTube video.
Or you can make your own YouTube video. There's
one episode so far in X-Men 90. I could tell you. There's one episode so far in X-Men 97 that is, like, one of the best episodes of TV I've watched in a long time.
What number is it?
Episode 5.
Okay.
Is it better than the Bells? That's what currently has my, I feel like has my top spot whenever I think about it randomly.
Which one?
The Bells. That's the Game of Thrones episode where they blow up the church.
Oh, that's a good episode.
I'm trying to think of other good ones.
I was thinking, you know, every once in a while I think I should watch Game of Thrones again, and then I think I will never watch Game
of Thrones again. It's a lot of wasted time to build up to just pure doo-doo.
I feel like you just stopped.
Although,
there.
House of Dragons coming back, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, House of Dragon was good.
Yeah, we should do Sunday night watches together.
We can.
Too bad it's not for another, like, 3 months.
That's okay. That's summertime, baby.
Sweet-ass time. These actors and actresses are not
We're
anything
adults.
Else.
We don't get summer. Franklin's a pediatrician. He definitely doesn't get summer. God.
Kids getting into trouble all freaking summer, keeping me employed but also busy.
Yeah, they'll be out having fun, you know, during summer. Fall time, they're going to be like,
we're here.
Uh-oh.
You know one thing that we didn't talk about that I told Tom we would talk about?
Tom?
It's the song Godzilla.
Oh.
From Godzilla.
Yes, Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, so there's a Blue Oyster Cult version. Then there's a version from Godzilla King of the Monsters that's sung by the guy from System of a Down.
Oh.
Oh, I don't think I realized that was him singing. Because I heard it come on and I was like...
Yeah.
So I think the original song was interesting because... I only knew it from Guitar Hero, but I don't know. The song doesn't make the commentary I thought it would. I thought it was going to be. First of all, Guitar Hero is cool. You know how many people have gotten laid from Through the Fires and Flames? At least one.
Hey, I mean.
One other musical thing is, you know that musical cue from the original Godzilla movies? Franklin, you said you saw Godzilla Minus One, right?
I don't think I did. Oh, no, Minus One, no. No, Minus One I didn't see.
Oh, okay. They use it in Godzilla Minus One, too. It's like, I'll just sing it. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Like the OG OG.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Do they have copyright over that, too, I guess?
Do they
I guess
what?
You can have copyright over that, like, frame of... Like, is that an actual song they have copyright over, or is it just, like, a...
I think it's, like, a musical... It might be an actual song. They might not have copyright, because it's used in Simon Says by Pharoah Monch.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Or they just paid the licensing fees. Yeah, sometimes, if you're they big enough, have. They'll... But that is interesting. Yeah, I thought there would be more elements from that in the Godzilla song itself. But I only recently re-listened to that recently, and I was like, oh, they don't really talk about there's no real links to the movies, no reference to the monsters. I wanted something nerdier. But I'm not a nerd. All
right. I think that's a wrap on the episode.
I'm not a nerd.
Famous last words. Oh, my God.